Good morning.
It has been a while since I last preached here in the English worship service. This morning, I would like to share with you a message called The Game Plan of Your Life. Before we do that, let me ask you. You know that we game call USC football is doing very well this year. We win 10 games and lose 2 games. And we're going to go bowl game. Which bowl are we going to? It's the Outback. Dan is a good fan of Outback. It's an Outback bowl. The reason in recent years that our game call is doing so well is that we have hired a very wonderful coach. His name is Steven Spear. He's a wonderful coach. And because of his leadership, and also all these team players form as a team, they do marvelous things. They win many games. Actually, we're high hope this year, but Lattimore was injured, so that's the reason we did not do as well as we expected. But anyway, we're going to a bowl game. Here's a good game plan. Leading all this group together, they march forward and win a lot of games. By the same token in the Bible, when the Israelites guided out of Egypt, they are going to the land of Canaan. Before they go to the land of Canaan, Moses was already instructed by the Lord, by God, "I have a game plan for you. When you enter the land of Canaan, what should you do? And if you follow my plan, you win." So let's see how God instructed Moses about this game plan. Let's read together. Now when Joshua was here, I'm sorry, this is not from, this is from Joshua. Let's go further. This is this one. Let's go. See. And to bring you to the place I have prepared. Pay attention to him. Do not bow down before the gods. I will stand my terror ahead of you. I will establish your borders. So this is the game plan God instructed Moses before the Israelites got into the land of Canaan. How about you? Do you have a game plan of your life? What's your game plan play in order to get into the promised land? So let's bow our heads and pray once more. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for getting brothers and sisters here to worship you. May your Spirit speak into our hearts, steer our hearts, and guide us. Because you are our commander in chief. You have a wonderful plan prepared for us. The only thing we need to do is to follow you. We thank you. Speak to us. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Of this passage, when Moses received his instructions from the Lord, I can glean there may be five principles about the game plan of your life. These five principles, again, summarize are: first, know your commander; second one, heed his instructions; third, demolish the idols; fourth, follow his timeline; and last but not least, do not compromise. The instruction, the summary is already in your bulletin, in case you miss what I'm teaching and speaking on. The first one is know your commander. Could I ask you to read again? This is Joshua this time. This is Exodus 23:20. Let's read together. See, I'm going to bring you to the place I have prepared. But it's not you just go in and wander around and try to search. Instead, I will be sending an angel in front of you, leading you. So brother and sister, who's the angel? According to a lot of commentaries, actually this angel is Jesus Christ before his incarnate. It's actually the Son of the Trinity. He's leading this army into the land of Canaan. In fact, do you know, it really happens. Moses, of course, was not allowed to get into the land of Canaan. It was Joshua, his successor, who guided his Israelites get into Canaan. And one place, they fought Jericho. And before they fought a big battle of Jericho, and an evening before, what happened? When Joshua was wandering around the camp, he saw a man. Let's read together. Now, when Joshua... So when Joshua was wandering, he suddenly saw a man standing in front of him with a drawn sword in his hand. So he asked a very natural question: are you for the enemies or for us? Which side are you on? And the angel answered very interestingly: I'm not on anyone's side. I'm the leader. Just follow me. And later on, he asked Joshua, take off your sandals, for the place where you're standing is holy. Why? Because God is in front of you. It's actually, a lot of people believe that Jesus before his incarnate, with Jesus Christ after the New Testament, this is the Son appearing, and he himself comes to be commander of the whole army. Brothers and sisters, do you know who is your commander? One of the key things about game plan of the life is to know your commander. Who is leading you? Do you have a commander in your life? I remember before I came to Christ, I was wandering on my own because I thought I'm the leader. I'm leading my own life. But of course, I got into a lot of traps, a lot of problems, until I knew Jesus Christ. My life was transformed. Because clearly in front of me, there's an angel. Clearly in front of me, there's God who's leading the way. In a way, it's a belief. I don't need to worry so much now, because someone is the way, leading the way. So the first point of the game plan of life is to know your commander. Do you have a commander in your life?
If you do, and most of Christians here, of course, know that God is your commander. So what's the next step? The next step is follow His instructions. Heed His instructions. Let's read together. Pay attention to Him. He says, I arrange you will go ahead. There's a destination. We can wipe these people out, and then you inherit this land of Canaan, the promised land. But on one condition, you have to follow my angel. And also what? Listen to him. Don't be rebellious. Do not rebel against him. So the next important step is that, know that not only that we know who our commander is, but when he speaks, follow him. Heed his instructions. Stephen gets here. Once was a very promising quarterback of Gamecock. You know that over the last 3 years, Alabama have won 2 championships. And he missed the one. The year 2000 and 2010. Do you know why? We beat them. When they came to Carolina, we beat them. Because if they lost that game, they could not go to the championship game. It's because of us. They could not have 3 years in a row as championship. And it's because of this guy. Stephen Garcia at the time won this game handsomely. He throw the ball and get the game going and beat the Alabama team convincingly. It's not a small margin. A significant margin. He was on national TV. So very promising quarterback. But the problem is that sometimes this guy follows, sometimes this guy does not follow the coach command. You know that we're so lucky that we beat Alabama, then we got into the SEC championship game in Atlanta. And who is our opponent? The opponent is Auburn. So all the team is getting ready. Alright, the coach says, you guys have to behave, alright, and get ready for the big battle. If we win this game, we may be able to go to the championship game, the final championship game. You get ready, sleep well. And what happened that night? When the coach checked different rooms, and in the CS room, they found a girl. On that very evening, he still abused himself sexually. In front of big game. And what happened then, the day after? We lost the game. Poorly. Not just did he lost the battle himself, he pulled the whole team down. Because he did not obey. Brothers and sisters, it's very important. A lot of people think that, okay, we are the commander. So commander, tell me what you think. I'm going to do something. If what you say is actually what I want, I'll follow you. If what you say is not what I want, sorry, I have my own way. I see that if you do that, you lose the game. And maybe you have some short-term gains. You may have some short-term gain, but you lose the battle. Because he's the commander. He knows very well what you need. Just follow him. But a lot of Christians say that, okay, God, just tell me what you think. If I like it, I follow you. If I don't like it, sorry, next time. That's why they got into a lot of trouble in their life. Because they rebelled. God instructed Moses, you need to go to the land of Canaan. Follow the angel. Don't be rebellious. We're going to get you the promised land. Why are people not willing to follow sometimes? It's not that they're not willing, it's that somehow
there's a divine loyalty. Deep in their heart, there's still some idols. Because the idols they're worshipping, that they cannot follow command wholeheartedly. So that's why the third point about game plan of my life is devilish idols. Let's read together. Do not bow down before their gods. So most of us instructed, once you got these people into Canaan, the first thing you need to do, the very first thing you need to do, is demolish their idols. Why is the importance? Once idols there, if you allow them to exist, they'll soon guide you away from the angel, from the commander. So the very first thing you need to do when you get into the land of Canaan is to demolish idols. What are idols, Francis? Who, of course, is a statue of false gods? We have Buddhism, we have Taoism, we have other things, right? It's not that simple. Obviously, when you're believing in other religions, maybe a cult, that is an idol. But idolatry actually is more general. Let me give you a definition of what idol is. What type of things is put in front of God, above God, is an idol. Let me repeat the definition. Anything that is put above God is an idol. Because it's all against nature. You know, in this universe, there's a natural law. First, with God, who is the creator. He created human beings. He uses things so that human beings can control and use things for His glory. And that's the order of creation. And you would think above God? That's reverse order of creation. Of course there's problems. So anything that's put above God is an idol. So let me ask you, young people, do you have your idols here? You may not be worshipping a Buddha, you may not have a statue, but sometimes you think there are things that are more important than God. Like what? Playing games. You spend a lot of time playing video games. Sometimes you oversleep. You're late to worship service. When everybody is starting on time, you're always 5 minutes late. Why? There's something more important in your life than God. You know what? You'll pay for that. You put something above God, that's idolatry. It's not God is so demanding that He wants you to get your all attention. But that's the source of your blessing, you know. Because that's the order of creation. You line up the creation order, then you get the blessings. If you mess up the order of creation, you put things above God, there will be problems in your life. Stephen Garcia. He's a very promising quarterback. But he has some problems. He follows sometimes, he doesn't follow other times. It's not that he's not willing to win, want to follow. It's not that he doesn't want to win a game. He wants to win a game as every member of the team. It's just in him there's something idol, some idols. Why? He has substance abuse. He's interested in girls. You know that he's usually late to practice. Why? Between alcohol. Alcoholic. So that's why he missed a lot of games. Practice. At one time, the coach was so mad after so much warning. They said, Stephen Garcia, we cannot tolerate anymore. You're out. This is a very promising quarterback. But his future was all thrown in the garbage because of his idolatry. In him, there's something that he cannot control. That ruined his own life. Drinking, a lot of discipline issues. Salt and I become a joke on the media. When they talk about this quarterback, the media just laugh. What's going on with this guy? He's so promising, he's throwing his whole career into the garbage can. Why? He did not show up in practice. He drinks a lot. Not only he ruined his own life, he pulled down his whole team. So brothers and sisters, if you have idolatry, not only did you ruin your own life, you also make your parents very unhappy. What is that? A lot of loved ones because of you will be pulled down also. God is always asking us this question. In our so-called spiritual growth, in our spiritual walk, always God will show you a lot of junctions. And every time in front of you there are two roads, he asks you, which comes first? In the whole life of sanctification, we constantly need to ask these questions. Which comes first? Me or your idol? And this lesson will not end until our death. It's just in different form. Sleeping old time. The fourth point about the game plan of my life is Paul's timeline. Not only that we understand the commander, we also follow his instructions, but you need to understand the instruction, not just contents, but also the time. When to execute. We have a game plan to win the battle. We have the game plan to win this football game. But don't score too high, too fast a touchdown, okay? Let's wait until the last minute to score the touchdown. Why? Because they score too quickly, then the opponent team will have time to come back. So even the timing is very important. How to carry this game plan? All the time is very important. Let's look at this passage. Let's read together. I will stand. Overall purpose is very clear, but the timing is very clear also. God said that, you know what? I'm going to lead you to conquer one by one, not all at the same time. I'm not going to wipe them all at the same time. Why not? Because if they go all disappear quickly, there'll be wild animals. Then they'll all come. You'll be in danger. So I'll let other people still there fight the wild animals while you conquer the peace. And when you multiply, and will gradually expand your kingdom. God has his time. So, brothers and sisters, follow God's game plan, not just the contents, but also His time. Don't move too fast. Don't move too slowly. God has all this figured out already. I was amazed when I see this passage. God has all this figured out. And this one is an example. You know Yellowstone? Yellowstone is the first National park in the United States. Very beautiful. If you've not been to Yellowstone, I recommend it. Sharon and I enjoy it a lot. You know, at one time, they wanted to kick out these wild animals, the wolves of Yellowstone, to protect the young animals. Very well intended, right? Kick out the wild animals, kill the wolves, let the wolves be killed all by the hunters, and then let the elves, the deer, enjoy this wonderful Yellowstone. Guess what? After the wolves are basically eliminated, the elves multiply too fast because they're not eaten. They're not elves. And then what the elves? What the elves like to eat grass, fruit of this, a lot of trees, especially those precious trees, very precious trees. When the trees start to grow up, they eat the shoots, so the tree never grow up. So this tree becomes what? Clear to extinction. So the park manager says, oh, there's a problem. Too many elves, no trees anymore. Bring back the wolves. It's amazing. God has a plan. I guess there's something you have been praying for a long time. You say, God, why are parents still are not Christians yet? Or my wife is not a Christian yet. I've been praying a long time for this, but you have not answered me yet. Why? Francis has got his time. It's ultimately for your own good. So don't give up. Follow his time. Step by step. The fifth, when you follow, sometimes it requires a lot of patience, perseverance. Don't ever compromise. If you compromise, all the things you have done will be in vain. So God instructs Moses. Let's read together. I will establish. So when you go there, don't make a covenant with those people or with their gods, because gradually they will trap you. So be careful. Do not compromise. When you play a football game, don't have a covenant. Okay, you guys, don't fight too hard now. We protect ourselves. We try to score, you try to score, alright? We just play a game, a play. Don't get too serious. You do not sign a covenant with your opponent team. You want to get for the goal. You get a touchdown. You want to win the game. Don't compromise. Yet in our lives, a lot of times we make compromise in our spiritual life. We want to take shortcuts. We don't want to sweat. Anyway, we get the things we want. That's a shortcut. But God said, don't do that. Because if you do that, you ruin all you have achieved so far. You have to persist. You have to be persistent. You keep going. Follow me. Don't write a column with your enemies. To conclude, I would like to tell you a story. There's a movie. If you have not watched the movie, I recommend you to watch it. It's called A Call of the King's Men. This is about a movie. It's acted by Sean Penn. They talk about a governor of Louisiana. You know, in Louisiana, it was notorious for its corruption. So, Sean Penn was acting as a politician, and his platform of election is that I would like to fight out all these corrupt officials to make Louisiana clean once more. And because of this clean platform, he won the election, and he himself became the governor. He would like to have this position as a good governor to fight the good for the people of Louisiana. But once he got elected, a lot of his acts, his laws, his bills get fought back. Nobody followed him. So he finds that he has no friends in the state congress. So after a while, he gets too impatient, and then what? He starts taking money, giving people money, or making deals, shortcuts. He forego his own initial principle. And because of that, he opened a hole for sins and Satan came in. And his whole life he got robbed. Not just in money, but also women. A lot of extramarital affairs. And what happened to this man? This man of principle. He was assassinated at the end. Someone is meant to be good to start with, end up in tragedy. So, Francis, carry on. You have game plan of your life because God loves you. In front of you, there's some wonderful things waiting for you to get. On one condition, follow his game plan. Then he will lead you to a victorious life. You need to know your commander. You follow his instructions. Don't let idols get you astray. Follow his time. And don't ever compromise. and eventually you'll be victorious. Not just your life will be blessed. Many people will bless through you, and God get glorified. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for loving us, creating us, actually setting aside some wonderful things in our life. Yet we sometimes so rebellious, we forget who our commander really is. And when our commander says, we're kind of choosing what we want to listen. Sometimes we put things above you. Sometimes we go too fast, too slowly. Sometimes we just make shortcuts. Forgive all these our weaknesses and help us to follow the game plan of our life. Of your game plan for our life. We thank you. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.